This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. Helping you become a better money manager is something we live for here at the show. But there are times when even the savviest advice isn't enough. For some people, clear limits and boundaries are required to get control over bad financial behavior. That was the case for Ryan Jaffe. He's a recovering alcoholic and co-founder of the Next Step Prepaid MasterCard. It's designed for former substance abusers and marketed as a way to curb excessive spending during the recovery process. Ryan, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
What are some of the issues that you're trying to deal with here? What is it that a recovering addict or recovering alcoholic is up against financially?
What it really comes down to, and this is from my own personal experience, is whether it be drugs or gambling or alcohol, that was a way to cope with life. And then you remove that from the equation and someone's getting sober and now you have a scenario where they're trying to fill their void with other things. And a lot of times it comes in the form of spending.
But you're talking about it as if you're dealing again with that sense of I'm going to fill the void somehow. What about people who are having a hard time staying on the wagon? Is this card going to put up enough barriers to going out and indulging yourself, to going out and getting a bottle of Jack Daniels, to going out and getting some crack?
That's a great question. And I want to make clear, this card is not by no means a foolproof plan or a relapse prevention tool. If someone wants to go out and drink or they want to go out and use, they will find a way to. And we're not sitting here promoting that this is a way to completely stop someone from engaging in that behavior. But in the same hand, because our card, one of the features of our card is we remove cash from the equation. They can't get cash back at ATMs or point of sale. They can't go to bars, liquor stores, nightclubs, gambling establishments. So if someone is serious about their recovery and they're having a bad day and they don't have that $20 bill in their pocket, that's one less option for them to engage in negative behavior. And again, this is based off my personal experience and experience of friends of mine. But this isn't a long-term solution. This isn't something where I see a kid using this card for a year or 2 years. This is to help them in the transition from treatment back into society and help them get to the point where they're self-supporting, but they're doing so in a responsible manner.
I want to turn now to John Olsheimer, who's president of consumer education at smartcredit.com. John, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, David.
All right. So we've been talking about this card that is intended to address the situation of someone in recovery. It's intended to address the frustrations of family members or friends or supporters. One thing we didn't talk about was the $14.95 monthly maintenance fee. We did not talk about the $9.95 activation fee. Is this a smart deal?
So I am addressing this from a purely financial angle, and I want to make that clear. And I've been tracking prepaid debit cards for many years, and they've become the hot product over the past 12 to 18 months, primarily because of the influence on some celebrities who have decided to essentially attach their name to these types of products.
Yes, Kim Kardashian, we're talking about you.
Kardashian, Susie Orman, Russell Simmons, Alex Rodriguez, Lil Wayne, George Lopez, Magic Johnson, and now most recently Justin Bieber. But from a purely comparative perspective, when it comes to prepaid debit card fees, $14.95 as a flat monthly fee is on the top of the market. But having said that, you also can't use the card at an ATM machine, which is where most prepaid card issuers are really racking up the fee-based revenue.
All right. I see that. I guess when you see a product like this, you can see the merit in it. Ryan talked about how this addresses things that aren't necessarily out there in the marketplace, but can a piece of plastic not just affect a person's behavior, especially behavior that in the case of someone in recovery can be very egregious, but also the person, the family member who is trying to put some controls on that?
I think it acts as a very low barrier. It is not a long-term solution. It does not help you build credit. It's simply a piece of plastic with stored value on it. Now, look, I don't mind annual fees. Don't get me wrong. I'm not anti-fee. If you give me $25,000 of available credit of your money, I'm okay paying a $50 annual fee for that. But when you start nailing me with $14.95 a month for access to my own money, that's when I start to think that we're not really teaching people the right way of using money.
I want to turn back to Ryan Jaffe very quickly. I'm a character from Breaking Bad. I'm listening to the radio right now. Tell me why I want this card.
this will allow them to spend their money in a healthy manner. And maybe they'll look back. And we actually did have a scenario where a girl, she had actually called us up directly to ask us why her card wasn't working at a tattoo shop because she wanted to get a tattoo in her first couple weeks. And we explained to her that that's one of the areas that's restricted. And after having a conversation with her, she actually pointed out to us that, you know, she hated the card at first. But because of the transaction cap specifically, she started by making bulk purchases, and she was able to look back and she realized that she saves a lot of money that way. And hopefully that carries into, you know, the future when she's supporting herself and she takes those behaviors and she applies them to her own life.
A card that stops my kid from getting a tattoo. That got my attention right there. Ryan Jaffe's one of the co-founders of the Next Step Prepaid MasterCard. John Olsheimer is president of the consumer education at smartcredit.com. Gentlemen, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for having me.